I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, October 19th. There were 6 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy yesterday, with 72 active cases. Quincy remains in the yellow category under the state's coronavirus risk assessment map, and the death toll remains at 135. Voters may now cast ballots for the November 3rd election in several ways. Early voting began on Saturday at North Quincy High School and will take place again this weekend, said North. Early voting is also underway weekdays through October 30th at City Hall from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Mail-in ballots may be placed in a drop box outside of City Hall. Mail-in ballots must be postmarked by November 3rd and received at Quincy City Hall by November 6th at 5 p.m. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch is urging residents to recycle whenever possible to reduce trash removal costs in the city. Koch says the pandemic has caused an increase in trash because more people are shopping from home. In addition, Koch says 300 new trees will be planted in Quincy this fall, many along newly repaved streets. The Quincy City Council will consider spending $5 million from the Community Preservation Fund to purchase the former Beachcomber nightclub on Quincy Shore Drive and a vacant piece of land on Harriet Avenue to prevent future development. The city wants to create a passive park at the former Beachcomber site. Short-term rentals would have to register with the City of Quincy and pay fees under a proposal under debate by the City Council. Supporters want to impose a 3% community impact fee and a 6% excise tax on short-term rentals through agencies such as Airbnb and VRBO. A traffic note, the Four River Bridge is scheduled to open Monday at 8:30 a.m. and Tuesday at 7 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, October 19th.